Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Navin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India AI Impact Summit has become a turning point for the world in utilizing power of artificial intelligence in the future. Union Minister of State Jitendra Singh says right use of AI can add 70,000 crore rupees to India's agriculture economy. 89 countries and international organizations endorse New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact and Nagaland to host first ever Northeast Festival of Rice, Grains of Heritage. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators, and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit.
Summit mein duniya bhar ke leaders ko bahut prabhavit kiya. Pehla product Amul ke booth par tha. Isme bataya gaya ki kaise AI जानवरों का इलाज करने में हमारी मदद कर रही है और कैसे 24/7 AI असिस्टेंट की मदद से किसान अपनी डेयरी और जानवर का हिसाब रखते हैं. दुनिया भर के लीडर्स ये देखकर हैरत में पड़ गए कि कैसे AI की मदद से हम हमारे प्राचीन ग्रंथों को हमारी पांडुलिपियों को संरक्षित कर रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister noted that the world got to see India's amazing capabilities in the field of AI at the summit. During this period, India also launched 3 Made in India AI models. Mr. Modi hailed the summit for being the biggest AI summit ever. He congratulated all the citizens for the success of this summit.
समिट में दुनिया को AI के क्षेत्र में भारत की अद्भुत क्षमताएं देखने को मिली है. इस दौरान भारत ने 3 Made in India AI मॉडल भी लॉन्च किए. यह अपने आप में अब तक की सबसे बड़ी AI समिट रही है.
In this episode, Prime Minister Modi said a lot of awareness was generated in the society regarding digital arrest and digital fraud after he spoke about these in Mann Ki Baat. The Prime Minister also exuded pride that farmers in India are now focusing not just on production but also on quality, value addition and new markets. On the topic of exam warriors, the Prime Minister hoped that students are wholeheartedly preparing for the exams and not stressing. He reminded them that their worth is not determined by their mark sheets. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Jitendra Singh has said that the right use of artificial intelligence can help India's agriculture sector contribute up to 70,000 crore rupees to the economy. He was speaking at the inaugural session of the AI for Agri 2026 summit in Mumbai today. Dr. Singh noted that nearly 60 crore people across the global south depend on agriculture and are facing serious challenges such as climate change, environmental degradation and health concerns. He said artificial intelligence can play a transformative role by helping farmers achieve higher yields in less time and at lower costs. Dr. Singh urged stakeholders at the summit to work together to position India as a global leader in AI-driven agriculture. India and Brazil signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on cooperation in the postal sector, marking a significant step towards strengthening bilateral collaboration in postal services. The MOU was signed by Minister of Communications, Jyotiraditya Scindia, and Minister of Communications of Brazil, Frederico de Sequeira Filho, during his state visit to India. The Ministry of Communications informed that the MOU will remain in force for an initial period of 5 years with provision for automatic renewal. The ministry further said the partnership will be executed through exchange visits of officials and experts, joint workshops and structured information sharing between the two sides. The first ever Northeast Festival of Rice, Grains of Heritage will be organized on February 26th and 27th at Agri Expo Chimukedima to promote heirloom rice varieties, traditional farming tools and seed preservation practices from across the region. The festival will bring communities from across Assam, Nagaland, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Arunachal Pradesh, Tripura and Sikkim to celebrate rice at the heart of indigenous culture and sustainable living. A craft section will highlight bamboo work, handloom textiles and artisanal products inspired by the agrarian life. The festival marketplace will host farmers and entrepreneurs offering organic produce, rice-based products and handmade goods. The event is being organized by the Indian National Trust for Art and Cultural Heritage, INTAC, Nagaland chapter and supported by Department of Agriculture, ICAR, NEH region and NEZCC Ministry of Culture, Dimapur. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, which was adopted in the India AI Impact Summit 2026, has been endorsed by 89 countries and international organizations. It reflects a broad-based global consensus on leveraging AI for economic growth and social good. These countries include Australia, France, Germany, Switzerland, Brazil, the UAE, Canada, Israel, the UK, China, Japan, the USA, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, and Bangladesh. Guided by the principle of Sarvajan Hitaya, Sarvajan Sukhaya, the declaration underscores that the benefits of AI must be equitably shared across humanity. The Election Commission of India, ECI, will organize National Roundtable Conference of ECI and State Election Commissioners, SECs, on Tuesday in New Delhi. In a statement, ECI said Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will chair the conference. SECs, along with the legal and technical experts and chief electoral officers of all states and union territories, will participate in the conference. The objective of the conference is to foster synergies in the functioning of ECI and SECs with respect to electoral processes and logistics within the respective legal frameworks. A training program on establishment of crop-based model for promotion of integrated pest management technologies was organized at Rusama Village, Kohima yesterday. Project in charge, Professor Bireshwar Sinha, highlighted the importance of integrated disease management in citrus cultivation and emphasized the need for adopting eco-friendly and sustainable plant protection practices. Project assistant Bendang Sangla Longkumar conducted a practical demonstration on the application of biopesticides in citrus and vegetable crops. Lashram Himanda elaborated on the importance of proper nutrient management in citrus and other major crops grown in the village. Herojit Singh highlighted the economic importance of citrus cultivation. Art and Culture Department organized a program on living morung and traditional knowledge and conducted a workshop on traditional methods of farming and training on Friday at Shamathur village. Village Council Chairman L. Thongsangkyu highlighted the importance of preserving ancestral culture, food habits and agricultural practices. GBK Wongsu narrated a folklore on mystical tree of Shamathur village. Kupan spoke about morung and festivals, and the significance was presented by Kyutang Mong. And Assam Rifles conducted a medical camp for the residents of Zangkham village in Mon district on Friday. The initiative was undertaken to extend dependable healthcare services to people residing in remote and undeserved areas. A medical team carried out thorough medical checkups, provided advice and distributed essential medicines free of cost. Basic diagnostic support and door-to-door outreach were also arranged for the beneficiaries. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India AI Impact Summit has become a turning point for the world in utilizing power of artificial intelligence in the future. Union Minister of State Jitendra Singh says right use of AI can add 70,000 crore rupees to India's agriculture economy. 89 countries and international organizations endorsed New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact and Nagaland to host first ever Northeast Festival of Rice, Grains of Heritage. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.